Lisa, this again is something, this one we're going to do with the Americans, and we're really pushing it along because we feel in Europe that this could be the new astronomy. Something called LISA, it uses lasers in space between three spacecraft that fly out in deep space. Again, we're going to have to use the new Norcia antenna for this. And we look at the position of the three spacecraft and look for very slight changes in the position. And in fact, there's a kind of radiation predicted by relativity that should be present associated with gravity, called gravitational waves. You probably have all heard of the waves associated with electricity and magnetism, electromagnetic waves. Well, with the force of gravity, there is kind of radiation called gravity waves. There is some evidence they exist from the fact that slowing down in the spin rate of things called pulsars, very intense intensely massive stars, very small magnet, very small scale, which rotate, and as the rotation very slowly, and of course the interpretation of the very slow change in rotation is that energy is being lost, and the way it would be being lost is through the emission of gravitational waves. If we're right, there should be a new astronomy to do, which would be gravitational wave astronomy. These three spacecraft are going to be designed to be the first gravitational wave observatory. They may be the first device to detect gravitational waves. They have not been securely detected yet. The big new gravitational wave detectors on Earth are just coming into service, and they may scoop the actual discovery. I don't really care, because the only way you can build a real gravitational observatory, I feel, is in space. And that's what we're going to do, and it's, as far as I'm concerned, going to be designed to be an observatory, not just a device to discover things. See the sort of thing you're supposed to look at? I don't know if this really communicates too much. It's a movie I picked up from a friend of mine working on the theory of gravitational waves in Potsdam in Germany. It's supposed to be a movie that starts. Oh, there we go. Needs some encouragement. Here are two black holes, and the kind of thing that will emit will be a great source of gravitational waves are two black holes that just bump into each other and collide and create disturbances, so to speak, in the firmament itself. When a gravitational wave goes through matter, the matter is moved
together in one direction and pulled apart in another. It's like a stretch and squash motion. And it's going to be an enormous challenge if we do detect these things, and we more or less know they're there. It's just a question of learning how to detect them, to then decode them to understand the kind of strange, very exotic events they represent.